Newsbreak podcast.
This is the first time in 15 years. The last time it was here was 15 years ago in the city of Cape Town, but it is the first time that it is coming to Durban.
What does this competition mean for Durban and especially South Africa?
I think it is a continental showpiece. It is something that South Africa and Durban as a city can really embrace, because you are getting the number one athletes, the best athletes from the African continent that will be participating here and giving off their best. I think it also brings a lot of inspiration to the karateka of the country and especially the city.
Do you think this will actually be a catalyst for more people to enter karate?
Absolutely. I mean, it gives hope, it gives direction, it gives youngsters a chance to see where they can go as far as karate is concerned. A lot of people do karate, but they do it for recreation, etc. But there are some who are very determined to succeed in the world of sport karate. And this would be the ideal showpiece for them to see exactly how far they can go from a continental point of view and for the future.
Is this of any significance to the country itself? I mean, especially now that we are suffering and going through a lot of trauma?
I think it definitely is. It gives a renewed hope and vigor, especially to our ailing economy in the country. We are hoping after the COVID period that with this tournament we can actually help the infrastructure and grow the economic side. Also, from a sporting point of view, I think with the downturn of our sports teams at the moment, it would be fantastic if the South African team will do well. And I'm putting my head on the block here. I definitely think we will do well at this championships. We would like to encourage the members of the public to please attend. To please give us your support like you do for football and cricket. Karate needs you. We need the spectators in there. We want to hear you shouting for the South African national team when we go up in the team event and the individuals. And it would be fantastic for you to bring your kids along, bring your family along, and spend the day with us.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.